From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Jackie Lydon.
Wait a minute. I'm Jackie Lydon. That plastic imposter you just heard was generated by a computer program. Just so many gears and widgets. No, I'm not being hostile. That's called text-to-speech or speech synthesis, and
it's science out of the box.
Text-to-speech has been in the news lately thanks to the latest version of Amazon's electronic book reader. It's called the Kindle 2, and it has a feature that will read the text out loud to you. That worries some authors, including Roy Blunt Jr., who's president of the Authors Guild and a panelist on NPR's Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Blunt wrote an op-ed piece in the New York Times recently about the Kindle 2. He thinks the device could eventually take a bite out of the audiobook market. He wants authors to be paid for those audio rights. We wondered how text-to-speech actually works, so we turned to Andy Aaron. He's a speech researcher at IBM, and he specializes in this sort of thing. He says computer voices sound more human these days because, well, guess what? They are more human.
So the idea is we've given up at trying to model the human speech production system. It's too complicated. There are too many parameters. Nobody understands it. So instead, what we'll do is we'll audition lots and lots of voice actors, pick one we like, and record them reading untold amounts of sentences over a period of maybe a month until they're exhausted. And then we take those sentences, chop them up into individual pieces called phonemes, and build a library of that person's voice.
So I'm sitting at my computer with a text-to-speech program open, and I type in a sentence, let's say, "Hello, I'm Jackie Lydon." What happens then?
The words that you typed are turned into a stream of phonemes, a list of phonemes rather than a list of words. The word Jackie, for example, has four phonemes in it.
Four phonemes. What are they?
They are J, A, K, and E. We may have 10,000 J sounds. We want to pick one that in its original context, when the speaker said it, was followed by an A sound, because it's much more likely to fit correctly. We try to pick one that's as closely matched to where it was originally recorded in the sentence to where it's going to be used.
So last week, as we noted, Roy Blunt and the Authors Guild complained about the text-to-speech on the Kindle 2, and Amazon, in turn, agreed to let individual authors decide whether or not they wanted that feature to be used for their books, the text-to-speech. We got our hands on a Kindle 2, and we had the machine read to us a little bit. This is from the book The Best and the Brightest by David Halberstam.
Then they spoke of defense. A glandular thing, love it said, a monstrosity. Even talking about it damaged a man's stomach.
Doesn't exactly have a whole lot of range, that human dramatic emotion, does it?
No, it doesn't. I'm a big believer in text-to-speech. I think it's an amazing technology. But even so, I don't think that we're really anywhere near reading a novel out loud in a meaningful way. And the reason is it requires a deep text understanding. And the technology isn't even close to that right now, and I don't see it happening 5 years from now either.
I understand that you are working, Andy, on text-to-speech systems that can express different emotions. You sent us two examples of computer speech, old and new. Let's play them and then talk about the differences.
These cookies are delicious. These cookies are delicious.
How did you do that? How did that change?
What we did is in the first sample, that's just the straight text-to-speech system you're hearing. In the second sample, we brought the actor into the studio and told her to read 1,000 sentences that were recorded with an upbeat voice. And just the fact that her mood was different, her tone was different in recording those phonemes, translates into a completely different text-to-speech sample.
I guess, Andy, pretty soon we're not going to need any more radio hosts.
I don't know if I'd go that far.
Well, I'll be helpful with you. And,
okay.
And on that note, I'm going to have my computer doppelganger say goodbye to you.
Andy Aaron is a speech researcher working on text-to-speech systems with IBM. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.